Last time we got a little bit stuck on the Shitas of Rambam as far as the general presentation that the Rambam holds the requirement of Hesek Taras to be Daraisa. So I just want to go back to that for a moment to clarify where that position the Rambam comes from. The Rambam told us in Perek Vav Halacha Kaf, based on the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, in a case of Bodka Afma Matzah Tameh, a woman performs a bedika sometime during her Yemei Nidus, and the bedika is not successful. She's still seeing dying. Afila baka v'shvili nidasa bein ashmashin slav baka atzma, then she does not perform a hefzik tara, k'dei lifrash mitomas nida, elem tina yamim, v'achakach baka masatar, and then subsequently, at some later point, she finds herself to be tahar, and then... So in that interim, she's considered a safek zava. So if she hadn't performed the proper hefzek tara during the shiva yemei nidusa, and then some point later on, she discovers that she's tahara, during the interim period, she's considered to be a safek zava. And then halacha kaf gimel, the Rambam tells us that that's one of the cases where she brings a korban zava, right? A safek zava brings a chatas, of ala safek. There are situations where a safek situation brings a chatas of. So she brings a korban zava in that situation. So if it was the case that the requirement of hesek tara is only mi de rabbanan, that would mean that on a deraisa level, she vadai left her period of nidus or of ziva, as the case may be. Right here we're talking about the zava ramification, which would result in a korban. So she was a zava, and she doesn't perform a hefzik tara. Now there's a suffix as to what her status was in the interim until she does do a proper bedika some days after the yemei ha-ziva. So in that situation, if hefzik tara is only derabbanan, there'd be no grounds for requiring a korban. The fact that the ram requires a korban must indicate that a hefzik tara is required min ha-torah, and she isn't removed mecheskas tumasa from her status of ziva without that hefzek tara. Okay. Point number two is a carryover from last time. I think Aaron had asked whether anyone presents that the shailas related to a hefzek tara performed at a non-ideal time should connect to whether we're talking about a chiyuv d'oraisa or chiyuv d'rabbanan as far as klalim asafik d'oraisa l'chum asafik d'rabbanan l'kula. So in fact, the tshuva sabach does seem to say something along those lines. Shuvah Sabach and Simon Kuf Kaf Vav writes the following. Mitam Zanira, Nami, B'isha Shemavsekas Petara, Lo Tivsak B'Safik Chashecha. So, Hefzek Tara should not be performed during Safik Chashecha, which we'll talk about a little bit later today. Even if she did a Yad Davin Marv, so a woman shouldn't put herself into a situation of a safek. But b'di'evad, if she performed a hefzek tara during safek chashecha, during bein hashvashas, it works because it's mashma that hefzek tara is only deraisa b'nida. But our women who only count Shiva Nekiyim Midrabanan because of Chumrah Benos Yisrael, that we have the Chumras of Zava and Nida, so in that situation, the requirement of Hesek Tara is only Dirabanan, and therefore we should apply Safek Dirabanan Lakula, and in a Ben Ishmashos Safek Hashecha situation, you'd have the right to be Mekel Vidyevet. So says the Bach. Rabbi Karp points out in Mishmeres HaTara, Volume 2, page 75, that even though the Bach says it, you don't find this reflected in the other poskim. The other poskim assume that even our contemporary situations are of the Daraisa flavor, that we assume, other poskim seem to assume, the requirement of a Hefzek Tara, even Bismanenu, is Daraisa, and therefore you can't rely on Safek Darabanan Lukul. But what is the ideal lechachila time for performing a hefzek tara? We discussed previously what works on the most v'di'evit situation. So we assume la halacha that, except for on day one, maybe even on day one, but definitely day two and on, a bidika shachris works at least bidi eved. Day one, not. But what is the lechachila time for performing a hefsek tara? So the Ramah writes in Sif Aleph. Ubidieved in Budka Atma Samach Lebena Shmashos Umatza Atma Tahora Afa Pishalo Haya Moch Etzla Kolbena Shmashos Sagi. So that's referring to Moch Dachuk, which we'll talk about probably next time. So even if she didn't use a Moch Dachuk, but she performed the Hefek Tara Samach Lebena Shmashos, that works. Ababidika Shachris Lo Mahani. But on Yom Rishon, Bidika Shachris doesn't work even B'di'eved on Yom Rishon. That's not the Ramah I meant to read. Okay, sorry. I meant to read the Ramah earlier. Let's read from the top. Shivas Yom Shazav Safaris Maskilim Limachres Yom Shapaskabo. The Kat Mishpatim Tira Beis Yamim Gimel Paskim Miliras Bodekas Biyom Shepaska Kadesh Tisa Vitara Ubedika Zuti as Samach Leben Hashmashos. The Mechaber writes the Hefsek Tara should lechachila be performed Samach Leben Hashmashos. Says the Rama V'cheino again lechachila Ubedieved Afilu Lo Baka Atma Rak Shachris Umatza Atma Tahara Sagi Bekach. So lechachila Samach Leben Hashmashos Ubedieved. Even Bidikas Shachris works. Now, where does this formulation of Samach Leben Hashmashos come from? It doesn't appear in the Mishnah, right? In the Mishnah, we had either Bidikas Shachris or we had Mina Mincha Ulamala. So this is Lashon HaRash. The Rush in the end of the Pesachim of the Rush, there is the Kitzer Piskei Nida of the Rush. Ha'ilcha Hilchas Nida v'Kitzer Mashe Tzrichas Benos Yisrael Yisar B'Van Azeh. Just two paragraphs. So the Rush there writes, V'Dika Zuti Abein HaShmashos V'Yom Shetisak Bo Miliras. So this V'Dika should be Bein HaShmashos. Says the Beis Yosef, it can't mean Bein Hashmashos Kipshuto, because Bein Hashmashos is already Safek Laila. Safek Laila may already be the next day, and then it's too late. So obviously, it's Lav Dafka. Bein Hashmashos means Samuch LeBein Hashmashos. A little bit before Bein Hashmashos. And the Beis Yosef has two possibilities as how to understand the Rush. Either that Me'ikar Adin, we assume lahalacha that bedika shachris works. So even if you do bedika in the morning, mikra din that works. L'ravcha the milsa, better to do a min mincha l'mala, like shitas Rabbi Yehuda. And when the Rosh says bein hashmashos is latafka, and really it means any time after Mina Mincha Ulamala. So Mi'ikaradin, Bidika Shachris works. Licha Chila, better to do it Mina Mincha Ulamala, and Bein Hashmashos is with a major lav dafka. The Gaon seems to understand the Psak and the Mechaber this way as well. The Gaon here in Sifkat and Dalit, but the Mechaber says, "Bedika zuti at samach ben hashmashos." Go writes, "Lahachmir lechachila, kerev Yehuda b'masnis and sham." So the Gaon seems to understand samach ben hashmashos is basically shita Rabbi Yehuda. Shita Rabbi Yehuda is min a mincha l'mala. So Bein Hashmoshes is with a big capital Lav Dafka, and it's really Shita Rebbe Yehuda and Lechachila. Nigra did again, Nigra Shachris works. Lechachila should be Machmir for Rebbe Yehuda to require a Hefik Tara Min HaMincha L'mal, and that's what Samach Bein Hashmoshes means. Then the Beis Yosef, the second possibility within the Rush is that maybe the Rush holds this to be Me'ikara Din, that maybe the Rush holds that on day 7, like the Chachamim, on day 7, Bidika Shachris works. So like Tanakama, then on day 7, Bidika Shachris works, but not in the earlier days. And after all, Ravadia points out, that was the Tosef Rashi that we saw, who was of the opinion that there are really only 2 days in Tanaim in the Mishnah, not three. Tanakama Chacham is really the same Shita, that Bidika Shachris works only on day 7 and not the earlier days. So as far as day 7 is concerned, Mikra did Bidika Shachris would work. Earlier days, it would have to be later in the day. But this understanding is that Samach Ben Hashmoshes is super Lav Dafka. It's really another formulation of Min HaMincha U'lamala. What is Min HaMincha U'lamala? So the Beis Yosef writes, and this is presumably the simplest understanding, Beis Yosef writes it means Mincha Ketana. Min HaMincha U'lamala means Mincha Ketana Nan, so 2.5 halachic hours prior to Shkia. There's a Rashi who says otherwise. Rashi on Samach Gimel Amud Beis, Dibur HaMaschil Min. Rashi Samach Gimel Amud Beis, towards the bottom of the Amud, Min HaMincha. Hainu Mishesh Sha'os U'lamala. So Min HaMincha L'mala is from Mincha Gedola. Or Shei Shos is really Samach L'Mincha Gedola. Mincha Gedola would be 6.5, and Shei Shos is Samach L'Mincha Gedola. That's what Rashi writes here on Samach Gimel Amud Beis. That doesn't seem to be reflected in later poskim, and generally assumed that Mincha U'lamala in this context means Mincha Ketana and on. So many of the later poskim assume that Samach Ben Hashmoshes, at least in the most L'Chachila form, is understood as a half hour prior to Shkia. Just like we have Samuch in the Arvei Pesachim context as being a half hour before Samuch L'Mincha, Samuch L'Mincha Gedola being at Chatzos, Samuch L'Mincha Ketana being a half hour before Mincha Ketana, so Samuch Ben Hashmoshes would be a half hour before as well. You don't find this, again, the formulation of Samuch Ben Hashmoshes seems to be from the Rush. The Rush, arguably, is really reflecting Shita Rebbe Yehuda, that's Min HaMincha L'mala, Mincha Ketana L'mala, not a half hour before Shkia. But in the later Sfarim, the recommendation is to, at least on a lechachila, double lechachila level, assume that Samach Ben Hashmoshes means a half hour before Ben Hashmoshes, a half hour, let's say, before Shkia. And that would be the ideal time for performing a Hefsek Tara. Rav Avadya points out, page Reish Nun Ches, that this is only a real lechachila because the bottom line, we're really assuming to the extent that we're machmir to require it later in the day, it's because of Shitas Rebbe Yehuda. At the end of the day, Shitas Rebbe Yehuda is Min HaMincha L'mala and not a half hour before Bein Hashmoshes. And as it is... I'm sorry? Not Plag. Min HaKtana. Min HaKtana. Plag is halfway between Min HaKtana and Shia.
So according to Rebbe Yehuda, what's the Rebbe's special from Das Rebbe Yehuda?
Rebbe Yehuda in our Mishnah says Min HaMincha L'mala. Min HaMincha L'mala is Min HaKetana, before Plak.
Oh.
So as it is, the Shita that would be Choshesh for really is Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda allows a hefsek tara minimin chalamala, which is way before, half hour before binas rashas. So on a lechachila shebe lechachila level, it's better to be machmir for the literal sabbath of binas rashas, which is half hour before. But as it is, that's not a shita in Tanaim. It may not even be a shita in Rishonim, depending how you understand the rush. And anyway, many Rishonim assume that the Ika Shacharis works across the board, and even if you're choshish for Rabbi Yehuda only requires minimum chalamala and not the later point of what we'll call the literal samuch lebein hashmashas. And since anyway that formulation of samuch lebein hashmashas doesn't appear most Rishonim, there's what to rely on, says Rav Avadia, if you're going to perform a hefsek tara earlier. And Rav Avadia is relatively makel on that where necessary.
Who says the half hour?
The latest one. Rav Avadia has it. The Aruch HaShulchan says a half hour or an hour. Aruch HaShulchan in Sifkat and Yates says Samuch lo kodem ad o chati shah o shah kodem kefiya yecholas. Half hour, an hour. I think a lot of the other contemporary svarim, Rabbi Eider quotes Aruch HaShulchan. I think he says it as a half hour or parentheses an hour. But I think in the Kitzer books, that's generally how they present it. I'll get into Sacramento, Michael. Sorry. Now, it's not so clear. We talk about lechachila b'di'evet, so you know, the Ba'al Shulchan points out, I think this is generally how all the posts can present it. The Ba'al Shulchan is in Sifkatan Tesvav, that when we talk about b'di'evet or lechachila in this context, let's say b'dika shacharis works b'di'evet. So b'dika shacharis works b'di'evet means that if you only performed a hefsek tara in the morning and you fail to perform a hefsek tara later in the day and now it's already past shkia, you can rely on that morning hefsek tara and start counting your shiva nikiyim the next day. But if you performed a hefsek tara in the morning and now it's the afternoon, so you still should perform a hefsek tara in the afternoon either after mincha ktana or samuch lebein hashmashas. So that the fact that b'dika shacharis b'di'evet works means if it's already peshkia and you can't perform a hefsek tara in the ideal window, then you can rely on that earlier. But even if you did the earlier one and you still have the opportunity to perform a hefsek tara later, and the hefsek tara should be performed later, I think all the posts can assume like that. Lemaisa, Michael.
When we say half an hour, are we saying an hour is 60 minutes, or are we saying a halachic hour?
No, I think a half hour. Well, most posts can assume, well, I shouldn't say most, it goes both ways. As far as Ban Mincha, so many are machmir in both directions to only daven mincha after both a half hour after chatzos and the half of a halachic hour after chatzos. Not really discussed so much here. I think it's generally presented as a half hour of 30 minutes because anyway, it's not a formal din. And we'll talk about washing before the hefsek tara. So if you're going to require the chachil of half of a shazmanis in the winter, so if a shazmanis is 45 minutes, so a half hour is 22 minutes, and you're machmir like Rav Moshe, let's say, or Rav Yashiv, then you have, so you're going to be machmir to do a rechitza within that half hour window, and you're not going to wait 15 minutes after the rechitza before doing the hefsek tara, and you want to leave enough time to do the hefsek tara before shkia. So if you're starting at 22 minutes before shkia, you're washing then, that takes 3 minutes, and then you're at 19 minutes, and you have to wait 15 minutes, and you have a 3-minute window, it's not so workable. So I think that when the extent we talk about the lechatil of half hour, usually means no less than 30 minutes.
And then the second question is, when you say b'diavad, you could do it during chakras, would that include, let's say, a group who's working, doesn't feel comfortable doing the dika at work, and this time, since it's so early, to do it in the chakras?
You mean a half sektara?
Yes.
So, yeah. So, the lechachilu, she should do a half sektara in the morning, if possible, if she's clean by then, and then try to do it later, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. I was going to say this later, I'll say now. Rabbi Willig points out, and I saw this in print in Rabbi Karp, that in general it's advisable if a woman could get a clean hefsek tahor in the morning on day 5, 6, 7, whatever day it is, it's advisable to do a hefsek tahor in the morning just in case you miss it later in the day, especially in the winter when days are shorter. So you should still do it lechachil later in the day, and the fact that you did it in the morning shouldn't put you in the mindset that you don't have to do it anymore. That's what we're just talking about lechachil b'di'eved. But it's advisable to do a hefsek tahor in the morning, if you can get a clean hefsek tahor in the morning anyway, just in case you don't make it before shkia. And then lechachila, you should try to do another one closer to shkia.
If you have a problematic day versus shir, you should wait to do another
b'dika. You mean a hefsek?
Yeah, sorry, hefsek.
Yeah, well, hopefully. Now, it's not so clear. I just presented what we would consider lechachila versus b'di'evan in this context, but listen to Lashon HaRavi, for example. It's not so clear in Rishonim exactly how you define lechachila b'di'evan here. The Ravi writes in Bali Nefesh, U'b'chol sha'a min hayom shetifsok, so any time that she does a hefsek, in baka atma v'rasa shapasa kadam, afil b'shachris, if she did a bedika and sees that there's no more dam, even if she did that hefsek in the morning, ein atzricha bedika od kol ayom. So she doesn't require another bedika at all during that day. So does that mean that, I think the simpler reading of that is that if you did a bedika in the morning, then there isn't even a need lechachila to do another bedika later in the day. Although I could read that as it's not necessarily ikuva, but maybe there's still lechachila of doing the bedika later in the day. So I think, as a matter of course, poskim assume that in this situation you should do a bedika later in the day. And just pointing out that if you look in the Lashon HaRishonim, it's not so clear what's considered lechachila, what's considered b'di'eved. I could possibly read this ravid either way. The way most of the contemporary Svarim present it is that the lichachila shevil chachila time-wise all equal is that the hefsek should be performed within a half hour of shkia. If that's difficult, then it should be performed after mincha ketana, because after all, that's the ikar din. If you're going to be kosher for Rabbi Yehuda's shita, of what's considered min mincha ulamala. And then, at the third level, b'dika shachris works at least b'di'evet.
Mincha gedolah is not better than
b'dika shachris. Mincha gedolah is better than shachris.
Oh.
Yeah, so the lichachila is half hour before benish mashos, the next level is after mincha ketana, and the next level after that is shachris. As we saw in the Dagal Mervava, in the context of where b'dika shachris doesn't work, let's say Yom Rishon, so b'dika shachris means till mincha ketana. Shachris is lav dafka shachris, it means shachris till mincha ketana, and then mincha ketana l'mala is the proper zman for hefsek tahor. Yeah?
It's not mincha gedolah.
Mincha ketana.
I'm sorry.
Don't talk about it. There is a Rashi that I pointed out, but other than that, it's not really reflected in other Rishonim or Lahalach. Okay, so that's the general presentation. Half hour before Ben Hashmashas, then Mincha Tana Ulamala, and then Shachris and on. Rabbi Karp, I'm not sure where he gets this from, has four levels. He says best is a half hour before, And then if you can't do that from Plaganan, and then if you can't do that from Mechitanan, and then going back to Shacharis. So I'm not sure where that that plag comes from as an additional level here in terms of defining Lechachilas. I didn't see that in the other Svarim. Chazanish points out in Simen Sadi Beis Osmem Hei, that wherever Bedika Shacharis works, a Bedika the night before works as well. So Shacharis is Lavdavka in the other direction also. The Gemara Vava says Shacharis is Lavdavka going forward. Shacharis really means until Mincha Kitana. And the Chazanish points out Shacharis also means the night before. Shacharis is the normal situation, but it applies the night before as well. So says the Aruch HaShulchan as well. Aruch HaShulchan Sif Katan Zayin, that Bedikas Laila works. If that wasn't the case, the Gemara should have been more explicit. Should have told us somewhere, someone should have told us that Shacharis is Dafka. But Aruch HaShulchan thinks, no, Shacharis is not Dafka, Aruch HaDemil Sinakat, because at night you're sleeping, and the norm is when you get up in the morning you do Bedika. But in a Hanami, there's no halachic distinction between the night before and that morning.
Does this semi-contradict the other Aruch HaShulchan we talked about a bit ago?
The other Aruch HaShulchan was in the halacha of
Tosfos.
Right, and that was halacha of Olamaisa.
Okay.
That was a suggestion to get out of problem.
So the logic doesn't match, but it's not a contradiction within.
Correct. That was a suggestion to explain a problem you have with Tosos.
Yes, okay.
Tosos is Shilo Lalach according to most Poskim, and so it's a different context. Correct. The Aruch HaShulchan is Zayin. Rabbi Morgenstern quotes this B'Shem Rav Eliashiv L'Mais as well. Chelek Aleph Piskei Das Simen Yudal Ad Aret Hesvav. Chelek Aleph Simen Yudal Ad Aret Hesvav. Nafkamina, the following case, that let's say, we'll talk next about what happens if you miss Shkia. So you perform the Hetzek Tara after Shkia, let's say it doesn't work, okay? But if it doesn't work for yesterday, it should work for tomorrow. The problem is, Bein HaShmashos is Safek Yom, Safek Laila. So if it didn't work for yesterday because it's already Laila, then it should work for tomorrow because it's already tomorrow. If it's still the previous day, then it works for the previous day. So in a situation in which a person performed the Hetzek Tara after Shkia, and then for whatever reason forgot to do a Hesek Tara the next day, the entire day, and realizes it following the next Shkia that she didn't do an extra Hesek Tara, then you can rely on the previous Bein HaShmashos Hesek Tara, because Madoshach, either that counts as the previous day, or the previous day, and then you can start counting the next day as the first of Shivan Nikia.
So why don't we recommend, just like we recommend doing the Bidika Shachar, we recommend you already remember by
So usually, if you weren't able to get a clean Hesek Tara 5 minutes before Shkia, you're not going to get one an hour late.
No, not where you can't get one. Where a woman is, she's debating in a 5-day period. So
most women aren't able to get a clean Hesek Tara on day four.
They fall by that. It
would work. It doesn't. But the fact that not all poskim talk about Bedikas Laila might mean that we're not 100% convinced, given everything. So we rely on it in a B'dievet situation, but, and also if it's just a matter of recommendation, so it's easier to do it in the morning as part of the Seder HaBoker. That's a simpler recommendation. This is also relevant, as we discussed, in the context of Damaka, where you need to rely on a medical professional, a bodeket or a nurse, to do the Hesek Tara and the Bedikas Yom Rishon for you. So as we discussed, the operating procedure there would be that you go to the bodeket the afternoon or the evening where you're doing the Hesek Tara. She does the Hesek Tara for you. Then you wait till Tzeis. You stick around, and then she'll do the first Bedika, which would count as a day one Bedika Balayla. Interesting about the Ashulchan, which I don't think other poskim are necessarily choshish for, and I'm not fully sure why why he seems convinced that this is necessary. Bali Shulchan Sivkat Membeis suggests that on, as far as the Hesek Torah is concerned, if you're going to, when you cheshbin mincha ketana, or you cheshbin your zmanim for the ideal lechachila time for Hesek Torah, you should cheshbin lechumra based on Magen Avraham shows manios and not on Gaon shows manios. I'm not sure why he's convinced that's necessary. Especially since, generally speaking, most of us assume like the Gaon's Shabbos Hayom across the board. But you know, let's say today, I just did the math, if you were to assume, if you follow the Gaon's Shabbos Manios, then Mincha Ketana today is at 2:35. And Shkia is 4:30. So you'd have a window of almost 2 hours on the shortest day of the year, one of the shortest days of the year, you'd have a window of almost 2 hours to do your Hesek Torah. Right? Mincha Ketana till Shkia is just under 2 hours. In the longest day of the year... I'll get there in a second. On the longest day of the year, in June 20th or 21st, so then, the Mincha Ketana according to the Gaon is 5:21 p.m. and Shkia is 8:30. So you have 3 hours, just about. But if you're to be Choshesh for the Badi Shulchan and only work with the Magen Avraham, Zmanim, so today, Mincha Ketana according to the Magen Avraham is 3:17, which is only an hour and 13 minutes before Shkia. So it basically cuts the time in half of what the second level of lechachila zman for a Hesek Torah would be. But again, I haven't seen this chumrah in the other svarim. I'm not sure why he's convinced that this is necessary. Okay, what about sof zman Hesek Torah? We've alluded to it a few times. The Aruch HaShulchan has a line that it seems a little bit curious. Aruch HaShulchan in Seif Kaf Aleph literally seems to be saying that the minhag pashut was to rely on a Hesek Torah ad halayla. Simin Tol Seis. Rabbi Karp tries to... I'm sorry?
Like the
Bach. Like the Bach. No, lechachila. He's saying, Yerachashalchan is saying that the minhag was to do a bedika lechachila, have to go lechachila ad halayla. So Rabbi Karp, if you look at the Yerachashalchan in context, you'll see where this fits. Rabbi Karp rereads Yerachashalchan to be talking only about an Erev Shabbos situation, and he's not talking about after Shkia. He means after Mekabel Shabbos. Until Shkia. So you can look at the Yerachah Shulchan side and see if you think it fits. The Chofetz Chaim writes in Inche Yisrael, Simen Mem Aleph Osvav, Simen Mem Aleph Osvav, the Chofetz Chaim is Inche Yisrael. The Im Haya Bein Hashmashos, Tzricha Lishol She'ela Eitzel Mora Hara. So if the Bedika Hesek Torah was performed Bein Hashmashos, you have to ask a Shaila. Rabbi Karp points out, page Ayin Vav, that if you look at the Yiddish version of Nilcha Yisrael, it says that up to a half hour after Shkia, you could be Mako, and then you have to ask a Sheilas Chacham. So he thinks that that just means that those who hold like Rabbi Natam, for those who hold like Rabbi Natam, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra, where until a half hour after our Shkia is Nagar Bein Tapshkia, so then up to that point you could rely on a Hesek Torah. But it doesn't mean to say that for those who view Shkia as Shkia, that you could rely on a Hesek Torah performed after Shkia. Ramosha Chelek Dalet Arachayim Simen Samach Beis, Chelek Dalit Aruch Chaim Siman Samafei is in his famous tshuva about how to calculate Zmane Hayom and how to calculate Shita Sabin Atam and Ramosha Shita, that in New York, 50 minutes after Shkia is definitely Rabbeinu Tam's man, any way you slice it, with whatever cheshbonos you make. So in that context, he thinks that if you do the math, 9 minutes after Shkia in New York is still Gimel Revai Mil, and still not Shkia according to Rabbeinu Tam. So you could rely on a Hefsek Tara in a Shas HaKlak situation up to 9 minutes after Shkia because of a Svek Sveka. Then maybe that's still Yom, and even if it's Ben HaShmashos, well, maybe Ben HaShmashos is also Yom. So that's Ramosha's famous position of the 9 minutes, to rely on up to 9 minutes after Shkia. In his Chuvat Rabbi Eider Os Kavav, Ramosha writes that if you hold like the Gon's man for Malacha Motzei Shabbos, if you're makel to end Shabbos Motzei Shabbos according to the Gon's man, so then you have no right to rely on this cool of 9 minutes. But he says anyway, no one should be so makel or so convinced that you could do Malacha according to the Zman of the Gon Motzei Shabbos. And in point of fact, I'm not aware of anyone, at least in America, who actually does. Now, Ramosha and that Shuvah's Rabbi Eider doesn't address, well, what would happen if you're machmir to never daven mincha after Shkia, then do you have the right to rely on these 9 minutes late in Hefsek Tara? Because one could argue that if you're never makel to daven mincha after Shkia, then you have no right to be makel for Hefsek Tara after Shkia. Rabbi Forrest does quote page 169, footnote 55, page 169, footnote 55, that he spoke to Reb David Feinstein. Reb David said that despite what it says in print, Reb Moshe in practice was only matir a hefsek tara even a minute after Shkia in a major Shas HaTzchak situation. So he wouldn't, as a matter of Rabbi Forrest's quotation from Reb David, was that Reb Moshe, as a matter of course, didn't rely on this in just any B'diavad situation. There have to be a higher threshold of a Shas HaTzchak situation to rely on a Hefsek Tara performed even a moment after Shkia. Rabbi Eider quotes page 35, the Rabbi Aaron Cutler was of the opinion that a Hefsek Tara even a moment after Shkia is no good. That's the general approach of what we'll call the consensus of the Litvisha world. That's Rabbi Willick's position, that you can't rely on a Hefsek Tara performed even a moment after Shkia. Not getting into whether we calculate Shkia based on ground level or based on elevation. So depending on what you hold there, if there's a discrepancy between ground level and elevation, there may be what to rely on in combination of other sfeikos. But you have to work that out to see the application. But potentially you could throw that into the mix for an additional suffix. Rav Avadya, Chele Beis Reish Samachay, is willing to be Mekel in Eretz Yisrael up to 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, which is a Goz Seis in Eretz Yisrael. So he's willing to be Mekel on a Hefsek Tara performed within 13 minutes after Shkia, but Rav Avadya would have been Mekel on Davni Mincha after Shkia as well.
I'll speak Sveiper, right?
Al Svek Svek, correct.
And he's throwing Rabbeinu Tam as the Svek Svek.
He's throwing, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a tshuva of the Deborah Tziner, Ber Moshe Cheli Bey Simon Samach Aleph, Ber Moshe Cheli Bey Simon Samach Aleph, which he writes that the minig in Deborah Tzin was that people would perform a Hefsek Tara after Shkia, even Lechachila. My guess is in Deborah Tzin they probably did Malacha on Friday after Shkia also. I remember Rabbi Chalap said he remembers in Williamsburg in the 1950s when he went for Shabbos there were plenty of people walking around doing Malacha after Shkia. That doesn't exist anymore even there. But I think in Europe there are places that rely on Rabbeinu Tam Bein Lekula Bein Lechumra. So he says if you're Hungarian, so then you could do a Hefsek Tara even Lechachila after Shkia. And there's a harvacha. So we'll talk probably next time about a moch dachuk. So moch dachuk has to be in kol ben hashmashos. So if you're going to insist on Hesek Tara before Shkia, then that's a longer Ben HaTam, the Moftachik has to be in. So it's L'chachila better to do it after Shkia. That way you minimize the amount of time that the Moftachik has to be inserted. So David Sina writes that whenever he got the Shaila about a Hesek Tara for Shkia, he would ask whether the person is from a Litvish background or a Hasidish or Hungarian background, and it goes by the husband. So for people of a Litvish background, he'd be Machmir. For the Hungarians, he'd be Mako. And then he writes that he had a back and forth with Ramosha Sturmbach, who was very adamant that you can't rely on a Hesek Tara after Shkia under any circumstances, and the Deborah Senior countered with his Moftachik argument, and Ramosha Sturmbach countered that better to forgo the Moftachik than to do a Hesek Tara after Shkia. And the Deborah Senior responded that, well, you can have your cake and eat it too. You can do a Hesek Tara before Shkia, and then do another one after Shkia with the Moftachik. And he says Rishonbach was fine with that. Michael?
Can you just explain the steak sveka again? The mishmashos?
So there are potentially various flavors of the steak sveka. One would be that maybe we assume that, like the Rebbeinu Tam, that in the initial window after Shkia is still Vadayom. And even if we assume like the Gaon or the other Shitos, that the Gaon and the Gaonim, that it's already Benish Mashos, but maybe Benish Mashos is, maybe that point of Benish Mashos or Benish Mashos is Yom.
Saying that Rabbi Lil Shitas about Menfa, but the Shachar Ramar rule that with Yavin, you
correct.
Right.
I'm not saying it's a Shitas, though.
Oh, okay, no, because that logic.
Well,
they would say with Yavin for sure you could do.
But what I was saying, I'm saying in one directionally, meaning it's more difficult to be make. If you never daven mincha after Shkia, it's more difficult to be mekel and have a tara after Shkia.
Okay.
It wasn't the half of Shita. Okay, so for those of us of non-Hasidish background, it seems pretty clear that it's difficult to rely on a half of tara after Shkia, unless you have Ramosha under certain circumstances. And for Oren, maybe you have more to be make a little bit. What are they doing, visions?
10 minutes. Yeah.
10 minutes? That's like a motion.
Yeah, 9 minutes.
L'chachila.
No.
Not l'chachila.
Only with the other.
Uh-huh, okay.
You told me once that the Rebbe was annoyed that he was make a little.
That he was make a little even with
the other? Yeah.
Rebbe was very
macro on Shkia in general.
The
visions
Rebbe. Of
really?
They don't mean none of their after Shkia?
They dive in only 10, 15 of after Shkia, and after, he really doesn't like it. It's meant to feel also, he's very much. He used to come down and yell people to dive in.
I'm pretty sure I remember being there at some point.
After Shkia?
Not half hour? Maybe. I'm not sure. I'm just getting confused when I'm going to Mincha Midyat HaMaariv. Okay. So let's just end with the Maariv Shaila. Ramah has over here in Sif Aleph, Yesh Omer Nim Hispalu Akal Arvis Ve'Odo Yom Gadol Eino Yichol Livdok. So if the Tzibur already daven Mariv, even if it's still light outside, you can't do Hesek Tara anymore. Me'achar Da'akal For Asu Asalai L'Tumas Sadeshen Simen, excuse me, Reish Memches. The Yesh Omer Demutter Afilu Asu Akal Shabbos. That's the Maril. Maril is Meiko. That even if they're ready made Shabbos, you could still perform a Hesek Tara after Maariv, after Kabbalah Shabbos, if it's still light outside. V'dog yelechachilu lizar b'di'avad ein lachash. So lechachilu, we try to avoid doing a Hesek Tara after the dav Maariv. But if the tzibur already dav Maariv, even if the women dav Maariv, perhaps then if she hadn't yet performed the Hesek Tara, she's still allowed to. Yonasan Ivish has the following comment within the Tumas Hadashin's position, the crazy placey here, that maybe, so Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah said, Min HaMincha L'Mala. Right? Hesek Tara is Min HaMincha L'Mala. Maybe this is where Rabbi Karp is coming from. He says, maybe Rabbi Huda's Lishitasa. Rabbi Yehuda holds the Mishnah Brachos, Tfilas Mincha, is until Plag. Why? He quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, from Plag and on, not like the Rizvah Yishav yesterday, from Plag and on, is Dino Kalayla L'chal Davar. So if, according to Behuda, when a plag ilumala is laila l'chol davar, then obviously you can't perform a hefsetara anymore. It wouldn't work. So that's why he gives this man of mina mincha ilumala. Mina mincha ilumala means from mincha katana until plag, which is only a relatively small window of time, an hour, 1 1/4 halachic hours. So since we assume l'halacha, that the Avi Kamara of the Avi Kamara, the Gemara doesn't take a stand on the Machlokas of the Chachamim about whether Mincha is still Plag or Mincha is until Shkia. So once it's Sibur, the Avi Marv, it means they're assuming, like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's already Vadai Laila. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Vadai Laila, you can no longer do a Hefsek Tara. That's the discussion that it's Rabbi Yehuda l'shitaso, and Rabbi Yehuda the Mishnah of Min Mincha L'mala, that's only because he holds that plag is our shkia. So that doesn't really fit so well if we assume, if we're at least machmir for shita Rabbi Yehuda, we assume that shkia shkia, we're machmir shita Rabbi Yehuda Mincha L'mala for the Zman of Hefsek Tara, so we end up being marviach on both sides. Be that as it may. There is a shach over here in Sivkat and Dalid who quotes from an augur. The augur is the source of the Maril. The augur quotes the Maril that's quoted in the Ramah here. But he quotes the following from the augur, the end of Sivkat and Dalid, that Afla makilim hainu akav dalid shos. V'mken kishay yom gadol kol kach hashvina yom v'layla shavim. So even if we're making about when to perform a Hefsek Tara, it's only up to Kaf Dalet Shos. Okay, I realize not enough time to develop that, so let's just make one more point. In the early part of the Shach, in Sifkat and Dal, it says that even according to the Makilim on the Jumas Sedeshin Shaila, you only have the right to be Makil if the woman herself doesn't yet Daven Marv. But if she Daven Marv herself, then you don't have the right to be Makil. And the Dog of Bavav is Makil on that, even in that case. Even if the Tzibur Daven Marv, the woman Daven Marv, everyone Daven Marv, you still have the right to be Makil on Hefsek Tara. And I think we generally assume like that more lenient opinion of the Dog of Bavav, that when the Ramah says that Noga the Chachil is hard, but the Avid Ein Lachush, that's even the most extreme situation where everyone on the planet already davened Marv. Rav Avadya points out, page Ayin Reishay, that's especially true for Sephardim, because the Mechaber makes no mention of Tumas Sedeshin to begin with. So Ashkenazim have what to be worried about, maybe they should be Machmir, but for Sephardim, there's nothing to talk about, and they could be Mekel on this B'Harvacha. As far as the second part of the Shach of the Agur, take a look at the Daglam Rivava and the Atzei Levona on the side of Shulchan Aruch. We'll pick up with that in Mir Seshem next time. Then we'll have to talk about washing before Hefsek Tara. We'll talk about Mokdachuk and then move on to Levanim and Shivanakim.